Friends, this is Susie Larson, and thanks so much for listening to this podcast of Live the Promise. To learn more about the show and to listen to other Live the Promise shows, log on to myfaithradio.com.
Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Sorry, don't you just love that song? Oh my goodness, even Matt swang to this song. So glad you tuned in. Welcome to Hour 2 of Live the Promise. We are having a blast here. If you just tuned in, you don't know what we're talking about. This is Live the Promise. Normally you'll hear interviews, but today is the great giveaway. We've been mobilizing believers for the last month saying, do the best thing you can with $15. But then again, it doesn't have to be $15. It could be $50. It could be $5. It could be the gift of your presence. The point is, reach out of your comfort zone, engage in a random act of kindness, especially for someone who can't pay you back. Call in, and today is the day. Calling in, everybody who gets on the air gets a Christmas candy bar and a book off of our shelf. Everybody who calls in gets put in the drawing. Two people will win gift baskets full of goodies. The gift basket, each gift basket is worth well over $300. Just so many treats in there. And on top of that, we are also inspired as we hear from you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Keep the calls coming. Josie and Anonymous, we're going to get to you in a moment. Jan is calling in from Andover. Jan, welcome.
Thank you, Susie.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Thanks for holding. Tell me what you did for the great giveaway.
I didn't do anything for the great giveaway, but I want to say this. I have been the recipient of the great giveaway. And what has gone on in our lives is I got diagnosed with cancer. We lost our home. And then 2 years ago, my husband passed away.
Oh my.
And then I've dealt with another bout of cancer. And so with this onslaught of misfortune, one after the other, people have come around us, surrounded us with kindness and gifts, and it has been amazing. And at the beginning, I was so overwhelmed with being humbled and just couldn't hardly receive it. It's a whole different, I like to be on the giving end. It's way more fun. But I began to receive these things. Our family did. And it was amazing to what came of it as trauma hit us again and again. I began to not just have to look at how it felt to receive it, but I felt like I was able to look behind the curtain and see the body of Christ in action right up front. I was on the front row seat, and you know how the Bible tells us we're not supposed to, the right hand isn't supposed to let the left hand know what they're doing, but being the recipient of people's kindness, sometimes anonymously, sometimes it was a casserole or a money gift or what, I got to see it up front. I got to see people doing it, and it was overwhelming and wonderful, and I just want to give all the glory to the Lord. It's been amazing.
I'm so glad you called, because as people are calling in, this is such a reminder of what it is to be on that receiving end. And, you know, I don't even think we can fully be the kind of givers God wants us to be until we're in a humble place to have to receive. And it is humbling. But, boy, I love that you're giving glory to God. And I do pray, Jan, that your latter years will be far more blessed than your former years. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
God bless you. 877-933-2484. Keep our phone zone busy. 877-933-2484. Call in with your random acts of kindness. Josie's in, calling in from Richfield. Josie, welcome.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real well as well. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Tell me what you did.
By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. This is like the best birthday present ever, just the idea that so many people are being blessed by you wonderful people. It just makes me so happy. So tell me what you did for the great giveaway.
So my family, we took some old stocking that we weren't going to use anymore, and we went and bought a bunch of different things like toothbrush, toothpaste, hats, gloves, mittens, and we put them in the stockings, and then we handed them out to people standing on the side of the street.
Oh, I love that. How did that feel to do that?
We haven't done it yet. We're gonna still.
Oh, that's a great
idea. I'm really
excited. It is. It's so good to reach outside your comfort zone. I thank you so much for stepping up and stepping out, and I pray you have a great time as you do that. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
God bless you, dear. 877-933-2484. Keep them coming. 877-933-2484. Two of you are going to win an amazing gift basket. Everybody who gets on the air, a Christmas candy bar and a great book. Got an anonymous caller from Chaska. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And I guess happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. You're right. We're celebrating the event, not the year. Just saying.
Yeah, there is, I understand that. You know, I usually don't listen at this time of day, but I happen to be off today, and God has blessed me bountifully all my life, financially as well as spiritually and with great friends. And one of the things that he led me to do was to pledge in 2015 to the guy who led me to the Lord to pay his mortgage payment for this year, because he's fallen on some hard times. And you know, God has blessed me bountifully, and so I'm able to do that. And today I was with another friend of mine who is raising his grandkids and is a person who would give you the shirt off his back. And God said, you need to do the same for him. And so I have been blessed to be able to take up the yoke, so to speak, for 2015 and pay these two mortgages in addition to my own. And God has provided.
How does that feel for you to be in a position? Well, not only, I mean, has God blessed you, but for you to say, I'm going to be a blessing to others. What does that do in your soul?
It makes me just realize the tremendous price that God gave when he put Christ on the cross.
Yeah.
And there is nothing that I have in this earthly world that could ever, ever, ever repay that debt that he paid for me.
Mm.
And it's money is just money.
Yeah.
And there is nothing that can be gained by having all of it or none of it. But if you've been blessed, then my challenge is for everybody, you know, seek out those who need it the most and be willing to give it, because God didn't give it to you to keep it. He gave it to you to give it away.
And that I could not agree with more. I just think that I love that he blesses people like you the way he's blessed you, because he can entrust it to you knowing he's going to entrust it through you. And these two people's lives have been radically changed by you. I remember when we were in a really hard time many, many years ago with medical debt, and someone gave us a financial gift that came out of nowhere, and it totally was a game changer. I mean, it really, that was one of those points, a tipping point that just got us out of the hole enough to get our legs under us again. It changed everything.
Exactly.
And man, I mean, I just pray God will just increase your capacity to see his handiwork everywhere you go, since you're living with such open hands. Really, really nice to meet you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
And this one man is the guy who led me to the Lord. What's that worth?
Wow, no kidding. Absolutely. And look at his fruit is bearing fruit, and he's now a benefactor of the fruit. It's
Amen.
Amazing.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. Well, I hope you have another day off and you can listen to the show, because we actually have some really great conversations at this time of day. So God bless you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Aren't you just completely and totally inspired as you listen to these generous people living with open hands going, who has a need? And you know what? Every one of these people who've called in, they have needs of their own, but they're saying, you know what? I know there are people around me who need things too. Lord, you can use me. And look at the ripple effect. Absolutely amazing. 877-933-2484. We're going to go to Neil in the phone zone. How's it going, sir?
It's going great. You know, it's just fun to hear from everyone in their wonderful story. Shan has been taking some calls. Shan, you've got a story to tell.
Yeah, I spoke to Rachel from North Dakota, and she shared how the Holy Spirit just prompted her when she was standing in the grocery store line to pay for the lady behind her's groceries. Mm-hmm. And it happened to be after she spoke to the lady a little bit that she was actually a recent young widow.
Oh, wow.
So it was just a really great way to bless someone in her community who is going through a hard time, especially during the Christmas season. And I know the young lady was really blessed by her gift and her support. So it's great answering phones and hearing your stories. So keep them coming.
Keep them coming, and you get to hear Shan's cute accent as she answers the phone. Neil, aren't you just so inspired by our listeners?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, from every walk of life and every situation, there's just this overflow of generosity. It's so fun to hear. Mm. And where else do you get to call and sort of tell about all those great opportunities?
Yes. Really? I mean, it really is, you know, a report back from the field. And so we need to take just a quick short break, but we want to keep those calls coming. Boy, imagine this. Picture this in your mind's eye, this ripple effect of many believers reaching out in these creative ways And people who didn't expect it, suddenly one moment they're in need and the next moment they're blessed. Why? Because of you. Amazing. 877-933-2484. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Just love this time of year. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And normally if you tune in during this time, you hear me interviewing some great people like Jeremy Camp, Max Lucado, Craig Rochelle. Boy, we have some amazing guests. And it's been an amazing year, this 2014 on Live the Promise. We've done this every year. In fact, I started doing this when I was a guest host on this network 8 years ago. I just would do it every year. Kind of, it's just grown with time. The great giveaways, what I'm talking about. So about a month ahead of time, so mid-November, we asked you, we sent you out on a mini mission trip. Do the best thing you can with $15. Now, that's a starting point. Some don't have $15 to share. Do the best thing you can outside your comfort zone and engage in a random act of kindness. And we've got gifts from a mitten ministry to Subway gift cards to this last anonymous caller who paid a year's worth of mortgage because he had the means to do it. How amazing is that? So today is the report day where you come back from the mission field, so to speak. You tell us your stories, because when you tell your story, other people are inspired to just go, you know what, if she can do it, if he can do it, I can maybe do it. And so be creative. I want to hear, how has God nudged you to engage in a random act of kindness? Everybody who gets on the air gets a Christmas candy bar and a wonderful book from our Faith Radio shelf. Two of you are the most inspiring stories. We're going to kind of vote here at the end of the hour. We'll get a gift basket. And let me just tell you, first I'll tell you the phone number, but then I want to tell you what's in that gift basket. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We've had so many amazing calls. So in this gift basket, I have two of them identical. A Weekend to Remember from Family Life. Just that alone, that weekend, you can attend anywhere in the country. It's $250 value. A hardcover book by Nancy Lee DeMoss that describes the names of Jesus. A beautiful big hardcover book by Ann Voskamp that speaks to Advent that you can read as a family. A Hallmark Christmas movie. It actually is one of my favorites. It's called The Christmas Card. There's a Starbucks mug and coffee. There's a candle. There's men's and women's Christmas socks. That was pretty fun to pick out. Some other Christmas treats. You are going to be so blessed. And so we want to hear from you. You've got a great story of how you've engaged in the great giveaway, how you've reached out to someone in need. Love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So let's talk to Neil out in the phone zone and see what's going on out there.
Yeah, we're here with the all the phone operators and hearing from you. 877-93-FAITH. It's the great giveaway, and it's stories of that are big things, little things, but they're all having eternal impact. Shan just took a call. Give us an update.
I spoke to Dee Dee, and she paid it forward, or her daughter actually paid it forward for a soldier and his son who were behind her at line in a restaurant. Mm. And even though things are financially tight for them, they took a step of grace and placed someone else in their community who's been serving our country.
Wonderful.
It's great to hear.
Love that story. 877-933-2484. This has put a smile on Neil's face like for the last 2 hours. Tell us what's the sign in your office that somebody gave you.
Oh, yes, the sign says you can never have too much happy.
Exactly.
Which I had no idea up until I got that when I got that sign.
That was so nice of me.
It was. So
877-933-2484. Let's keep the phones ringing, and I'm going to read some of the people that have checked in. But wonder, Matt, can we play "Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree" again by Mercy Me? And I want you to dance while you dial, okay? Because this song will make you move. Everybody should dance at least once. 877-933-2484.
Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop.
of my life goals is to get Neil Stavem to bop to music. I used to think dance, but, you know, that's maybe the stretch.
Sure, that bopping. Might be too much. Yeah, bopping.
Bopping is possible.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe? No?
I could, you know, bopping seems within the
within
realm
reach.
Of possibility.
Very
yeah,
good.
Within
good,
reach,
good.
That's right.
Bribery
would
might
I,
have
would
to
I have
play.
To take my hands out of my pocket to bop?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yes,
well, okay.
I'm so glad you tuned in today. This is the great giveaway day on Live the Promise. We've been waiting for this all year. We've got people in the phone zone ready to take your calls, wanting to hear how you engaged in a random act of kindness, really how God nudged you to give something to somebody who maybe even can't pay you back. 877-933-2484. Keep the calls coming. But we're going to go out to Neil in the phone zone. What's going on out there?
I'm going to talk to Carissa. She's been taking some calls. And Carissa, tell me about the story that you have to share.
Jennifer and her husband in Duluth, they prayed about it, and they decided to diaper their friend's twins.
Not like just every time.
Not change
the
diapers.
Okay, not change the diapers. There's more to this story, I think, right?
They don't have to change them. They're just supplying the diapers, and they're premature babies, mm-hmm. so they're special sizes. And they just felt led to doing this. And also she said that it's made it easier for them to step out in faith in other areas of their life as well, just by doing this.
So wonderful.
Wonderful. That's
Thank
great.
Thank you. Are they busy out there, Neil? Are there any phones open?
Yeah, a couple lines just open up so
okay.
you can get through.
Let's
know?
Do it then. 877-933-2484. What I love, I keep hearing consistently from so many, is first of all they said, I'm going to do this, and then they prayed about it to see what it is that God would have you do. That's just such an inspiration. Remember, everybody who gets on the air gets a Christmas candy bar and a book. Everybody who calls in gets put in the drawing for a gift basket. 877-933-2484. Katie's calling in from Champlin.
Hi, Susie. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Katie. Thanks for calling.
Yes, yes. Well, I get a lot of gift cards from my students, and so I've decided that, you know what, I don't need all these gift cards, and I'm just going to put them in a card with a special note for the daughter of a friend of mine who's going through chemotherapy and just a really tough time right now and having to travel a lot to Mayo Clinic and things. So she's going to get a Caribou, and she's going to get a AMC Theater one and Starbucks. So hopefully that will just bless her this Christmas season and help make things a little easier.
Wow, how thoughtful, Katie. That's amazing. I bet that will bless her beyond words. Thank you so much. How'd that make you feel to just look up and even, I mean, it's neat that you give gift cards to your students, but to look up and do something different, how'd that feel?
Oh, it just feels great. It just feels wonderful.
It's the right thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, Katie, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it so much.
Take care.
Yep, you're going in the gift basket. Drawing 877-933-2484. Let's keep the phone screeners busy. 877-933-2484. So we heard from Dee Dee and her husband. Let's see, they were at a restaurant and they had a financially tight budget, but they paid for the soldier and his son. That one sounds like a Hallmark movie to me. All these make me want to cry. I think they could all be Hallmark movies. I love Hallmark at Christmas. I'm just saying. Sue from Waterloo bought presents for Angel Tree. Let's see here. Sarah gave $15 to support Prison Fellowship. How about you? 877-933-2484. Dunnell, it says, gave a gift card to a young mother with an autistic son and a husband in the military. Neighbor has been suffering from stomach problems and went and cleaned out her driveway. Boy, that's amazing. Mary from Plymouth, I'm in the car a lot for work. The Lord laid it on my heart to have $5 gift cards from McDonald's in my car so that I can pass along to those on the side of the street. I hear that a lot. And I'm trying to remember, Matt, I'm going to put you on the spot, so get your mic in front of you there. I was thinking about last year's great giveaway, and one of them, because we had two winners, one was, if I remember right, and I remember it moved you deeply, you almost cried. He hardly ever cries. But anyway, it was that gentleman, and he partnered with some friends, and they put a bunch of money together, and they put a party on for disabled children and children who had special needs. Do you remember that? And they did a piñata, and they did a party, and then the parents all dropped the kids off, and they took a big picture, and they sent it in to us.
Yeah, I remember that now that you mention it. And one of the things that is very difficult that you see, and no matter where you're at, whether it be at church or just out in the public, is families that have disabled children. They don't have much opportunity to get away because there's not many people who are able to help them, whether it comes to child being a sitter or whether it be at church, and just the different needs that they need, whether it be, you know, when they pull up to church, somebody helping them get that child into the church with them. Because if they're a single mom especially, they have to park the vehicle. Now you got all the other cars around you that are not necessarily paying attention because they're worried about where they got to be for Sunday school and all the other stuff that goes on. And it's just a great opportunity for that person then to just to receive a blessing from them.
I keep thinking valet parking for special needs and for single moms at church would be an amazing gift, don't you?
I do. I mean, even large families, sometimes you just see the chaos that people come. And that's
well, like you, you're outnumbered completely. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You should see the text his wife sends him. I'm just saying. Anyway, but I think that's just so amazing. But I just remember being so moved because not only did this one particular listener think about it and take it seriously, but he invited other people with him and said, let's see what we can do. And this party just sort of grew. And a bunch of families got a gift of relief and their kids were celebrated, not just, you know, tolerated or babysat. They were celebrated. There was a pinata and boy, they had a great time.
And you don't get to see that every day. I mean, it's just something that for these people, I'm sure they'll remember for years.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. See, and he didn't even cry when he shared it. So I'm so proud of you, Matt. Always so good to work with you. So this is the great giveaway. We only have about a half hour left. It's been amazing hearing from you and all the things that you've done. And I said this at the top of the first hour, that we had people actually sign up from Mumbai, from Ukraine, from Russia, from all over the country. I think almost every state in the country. I had to stop counting because we got on the air here. But what an amazing thing and what a testimony to your generous heart. So we just have about a half hour left. So at the towards the end of the top of the hour, probably 10 minutes to five or so, we're going to put a song on. We're going to vote for the top two stories. We're going to come back on and tell you who wins the big, great giveaway basket. Keep them coming. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. We'll go out to Neil in the phone zone when we come back from the break. Keep the calls coming. Want to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We are on hour two of the great giveaway. We're doing something, well, not different because we do this every year, but different if you normally listen in at this time for an interview or conversation I'm having with an author or pastor or leader. We love this time of year because we're mobilizing the body of Christ to reach out, random acts of kindness. We call it the great giveaway. We're asking you to do the best thing you can with $15 or whatever you have in your hand. We give you about a month, and then we ask you to call, and today is the day. And so everybody that's calling in gets on the air, gets a Christmas candy bar and a book from our Faith Radio shelf. Two of you win a wonderful big gift basket filled with more goodies than you can even imagine. We've got about 20 minutes left to take calls. And I got to be honest with you, I always get nervous every year because I hear a lot of response, people getting excited, but then I'm afraid you're not going to call. And then now that we're 2 hour show, I'm like, 2 hours, but you're still calling. I'm so excited about that. But I want you to know in about 15, 20 minutes, we are going to put some music on. We're going to vote for the two winners and you'll hear who the winners are. So let's keep the calls coming. Just a few minutes left to take them. 877-933-2484. Let's talk to Neil out in the phone zone.
Yeah,
how's it going, sir?
If you'd come out just a few seconds ago, we would have had to just say, sorry, they're all on the phone.
Wow.
But Carissa just got off the phone, someone who didn't want to be on the air. And so, Carissa, tell a little bit about her story.
Jackie called from North Dakota, and she went to a nursing home and noticed there was a man that didn't have a lot of visitors, so she felt led to bring him some treats and decorate his Christmas tree like John Deere because he was a farmer, and actually had the opportunity to pray with him and led him to the Lord. So
wow.
It was very, very encouraging.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that. What an encouragement.
Yeah. Thank you for that story. Thanks, Carissa. And we're looking forward to hearing more calls, and you're welcome to let us know what you've been doing, how you've been encouraging and blessing others on the great giveaway.
And some of you have, I've read some emails here, have just sewn into the ministry Angel Tree, whom we've partnered with. We were seeking to sponsor 1,000 kids this year, so a handful of you have chimed in that way. We just want to say thank you with all of our hearts. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. Keep those calls coming in. We'll decide and vote on the winners of the great giveaway baskets in just a little bit. So Kevin and I were going to go, our great giveaway was, we were going to go pay off somebody's layaway. I've always wanted to do that. Well, we went to this Kmart that I had my eye on that it just looked like it was might be in a place where people who shop there would struggle, right? And so I went in, and, well, I didn't go in. I got into the parking lot, and it was closed, so it wasn't there anymore. So then we went to a Walmart, and we walked around that whole store and could not find the layaway counter. And both of us were feeling unsettled, so we go to the checkout thinking, is there somebody whose stuff we can buy? And neither of us had a piece about it. And at the exact same time, we both turned to each other and said some friends' names that we'd been thinking about. And he said, I feel like actually we're supposed to bless them. So we bought them a gift basket, put some other things together, and paid them a little visit, brought some gifts, sat down, encouraged them and prayed with them. And it's exactly where God wanted us to be. And so sometimes it's a stranger, somebody. Sometimes it's somebody that you know that's right under your nose, and God just lifts your chin and says, it's them. It's them. And you know what? I want to live on mission like that all the time. I want to live in such a way that I do have gift cards in my wallet. I love that idea. Or mittens to hand out. How about you? I would just love to know if you've engaged in a random act of kindness. Love to know about it. Now's the time. 877-933-2484. Matt's pointing out to the phone zone. Is there a story out there?
I do. Yes, yay. I do have a story. Shan just got off the line, and the line opened up at 877-93-FAITH. Shan, tell us a little bit about who you've been talking to.
Yeah, I spoke to a listener from St. Paul, and she has 5 kids, and money's a little tight, so she doesn't really have money to give, but she has time. And so for the last few months, her and her 5 kids go into a grocery store or Target parking lot and gather all of the carts put back in honor of her brother who does that out in California. And it's just a time to bless those who work at the store as well as pray for her brother and her extended family. So
I love that.
Great
here
idea.
Again, they don't have the money, but they're, and you know what? Her kids are learning by just engaging in that with their parent. I mean, that's amazing. Love it. Neil, do you have any more stories out there?
Right. We've got a couple lines in process, so
okay.
I'll let
keep
you know.
Keep us posted, okay. And in the meantime, feel free to bop to any of the music we're playing.
Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you for that freedom, because that was what was holding me back, just knowing
was.
That I
yes.
wasn't sure if
you
I should.
You are hereby released to
oh,
bop, okay?
Oh, thank you.
877-933-2484. Our fearless leader, Dick Whitworth, is also on the phone. You may recognize his voice when he says hello. Call in with your stories. And so we've got Rachel. It says, I was in line at the grocery store, and the Holy Spirit prompted my heart to pay for the groceries behind me. Listen to this. It happened to be that the woman behind her was a young widow, and she was so blessed. Don't you want to be in the right place at the right time? I know I do. Let's see. Jan, we heard from her, been on the receiving end in so many ways of the great giveaway and other people's generosity after losing her husband to cancer. Let me read one more here. Sandy from Bloomington passed out angels to various people that you don't know, and a lot of people were really surprised and enclosed a bunch of scripture. She gave her last angel to a friend who had a funeral today. How about you? 877-933-2484. Remember now, in about 10 minutes, we're going to announce the winner. We'll put some music on, gather together, and vote. So you got about 10, 12 minutes left to call in with your story. 877-933-2484. We're going to hear a song now, and Neil's going to bop. I'm pretty sure.
As fall rides off in the sunset, I sweep the snow from my doorstep. I just can't help but stop and grin. It's like I'm 10 years old again. And everywhere I go, I can feel it. Some say it moves like a spirit that falls on us once a year, like it came on that midnight clear. The soul of this season is a gift. When love came down to Leslie, let's open up and let our hearts embrace this moment. For Christmas this year, we're gonna make a sound, gonna make it loud. For Christmas this year, we're gonna make some noise, let the world rejoice. For Christmas this year, for Christmas, for Christmas this year. And the laughter starts before the sunrise. I sneak downstairs to sparkle in eyes, and oh, what joy it brings to me. The family around our Christmas tree,
Matt. Way to go. He picked the music. Way to go, Matthew.
No problem.
If Matt had his choice, we'd be playing hip-hop all day, 24/7. But this is really good. Appreciate
I'd be driving people crazy.
No comment. All right. So glad you tuned in. This is Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. And such a great thanks to our Faith Radio team. Everybody rolling up their sleeves. Even our fearless leader, Dick Whitworth, is taking your calls now. We've literally got about 9 minutes left to take your calls. This is the great giveaway today, dedicating the whole show of Live the Promise to taking your calls, hearing from you about your random acts of kindness. And I just want you to get excited. Really think about the multitudes rolling up their sleeves, moving out of their comfort zone, opening your eyes and your ears to the needs around you, and then meeting them in different creative ways. Boy, the needs that have been met are just like the rainbow. I mean, there's so many, from a mitten ministry to gift cards to, taking a family to Toys R Us to paying for a soldier and his child's meal. Love what you're doing. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Jason is calling in from Minnetonka. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you very much.
Yes. Tell me how you participated in the great giveaway.
So a friend of yours by the name of Jane Bjork handed me your card just a little while ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And she said that we absolutely had to call in and give you a shout and talk to you a little bit about what we're doing.
I'd love to hear.
So, yeah. So my wife and I, we were actually meeting with her to discuss some work on a video that we're doing for a nonprofit organization by the name of Reimagine Haiti that my wife and I co-founded a little over a year ago. Mm. And my wife and I both actually live in Haiti primarily, but we're both from the Twin Cities area here, and we're back in town. And so she handed us this card this afternoon, and along with $15, and just asked us to kind of talk to her a little bit about what that $15 could actually do for us in that community. And we happen to be located in a remote part of Haiti that's not really been touched by the NGO and nonprofit world as like Port-au-Prince and other areas of the country have been. And so we the area we live in is they've got very little access to clean water, to roads, to healthcare, to education, to pretty much the whole gamut of, if you think of poverty, that's pretty much what this Billon region is. And so the $15 she handed us for that was, we discussed a little bit, and we're going to put that towards, that should buy about between 75 and 100 gallons of clean drinking water for some of the locals.
75 to 100 gallons of water for $15?
Yep.
It's amazing. Yep. My producer wants to see if you can turn your radio down because we're getting an echo. But I want you to, first of all, do you have a website?
Yes, we do. I apologize. I actually don't have a radio on. I think it could just be that we have not a very good connection.
Okay. So what's your website?
So, it's Reimagine Haiti, all one word, reimaginehaiti.org.
Okay, so I just want that to sink in a minute here. $15, 75 to 100, did you say gallons of water?
Yes, correct.
Unbelievable. So give me your vision for what you want to see happen with you and your wife through the ministry of Reimagine Haiti.
Sure. So when we initially met our co-founder, we set out to look for a region of Haiti that was extremely impoverished. I mean, in a community that's full of poverty, it's difficult to narrow that down. But we were really looking for places that were extreme amounts of malnutrition, and kind of coordinated that with regions of the country that had very little other organizations working there. And so that's how we fell upon the community of Billon. We were in a community where we're the only NGO or nonprofit organization actually operating full time on the ground. In a region of about 147 square miles. And it's an extremely rugged, remote place. As the crow flies, it's only 28 miles from Port-au-Prince, which I used to drive further than that to work every day. But it's extremely difficult to get to. It takes all day of driving basically halfway around the country to get to it. And so our vision for the community is we sought out originally to be doing work in malnutrition recovery. And once we got there, we realized that it was so much more than just malnutrition that needed to be tackled there. And no one thing could be tackled without having to impact the other things. And that the community needs. And so we spent basically the first year of our time there just becoming part of the community. We moved into the community. We didn't have any preconceived notions about what it is that they needed from us, but we've taken the time to learn and understand and get a better feel for what the biggest challenges are and how we can go about working with the people in the community to make those changes. And so it's really, Remention Haiti is more a community development organization.
I love it.
And we are, thank you. Yeah, so we're looking at all things from healthcare. We do have a malnutrition recovery center that we have opened up. We're currently working with several high school age kids to help them finish high school so they can go on and impact the future generations of the community. But it's healthcare, it's education, it's agriculture. We're starting an agriculture program. We're doing work with milking goats now, and a lot of little things, but a lot of big challenges to face in the years to come, for sure.
Well, when I pray for my brothers and sisters who are ministering around the world, you're in that prayer. Now I want to know your name. What's your wife's name, Jason?
Her name is Erica.
Erica, well, I'm going to remember you, and I know where to find Jane. So if I need some updates, I'll call Jane. But thank you for all you're doing for the kingdom, and boy, may God bless you richly in this year to come.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, and to you, Jason. Bless you. Okay, folks, we've got about 4 minutes left to take your calls. Let's hear them. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Patty is calling in from Grand Forks. Hey, Patty.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to tell you my great giveaway is my cousin's son had a baby. And it was born, probably 3 or 4 months premature. Mm. It weighed only 13 ounces when it was born. It's doing, you know, she's growing. She's a pound and a half right now. And they live where they live, and the baby that's like 3 hour different. The baby is in the hospital and where they live, and they're farmers. So, you know, they're on a limited income. So the Lord just really put it on my heart this week to send them some money to, you know, pay for whatever gas or, you know, being, you know, we know what it's like when we're in hospitals, you know, and not being able to be at home. Money, you know, sometimes is hard to come by. So I sent them a check for some money, and I would appreciate prayers for her. Her name is Amelia, and like I said, she weighs probably a pound and a half
now. Wow. Well, thank you, Patty, for reaching out to her, and may the Lord bless Amelia with a long and fruitful, healthy life. Well, bless you. Thank you so much. Okay, we need to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to reset, we'll play the song, we'll vote, and we'll announce the winners. This is Live the Promise, but today is the great giveaway. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Honest, real stories of God at work. Real recovery.
A lot of us go to church and we hear sermons and go, that's great. How do you do it? The hard part for me is I don't know how to do it, and some days I don't want to do it. So I think we bring some reality here if we all want to be Christ-like, but what works, what doesn't. And we get to hear stories of people where God is exalted. It's not their story, it's God's story in them, and that's a huge deal.
Real Recovery, each Sunday evening at 5 on Faith Radio.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
They just don't sing like that anymore. Is that Andy Williams, or who is that?
Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis, wow. Amazing. Like silk. Well, thanks for tuning in. I am Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And the team is coming in now. We're going to gather together. The phone lines are now shut down. We've had over 40 calls and tons of emails. Just so exciting to hear from all of you who've reached out of your comfort zone. So now the music is going to play. We're going to vote. We'll come back as a team and announce the two winners of the great giveaway basket. So here's a song chosen by our producer, Matt. And sorry for it if it's rap.
To light the dark, and he
completely inspired by you. I just cannot thank you enough. Over 40 calls, and we had hundreds of people who signed up and who were mobilized, just didn't want to be on the air. So we've got the Faith Radio team in-house. Everybody just say hi.
Hey.
Oh, they're just amazing. They've been taking your calls and so inspired. We're going to announce the two winners in a moment, but I want a few friends to step up and just talk about some of the stories that inspired you. Carissa, you're being pointed to, so let's hear from you.
Yeah, we had an anonymous caller that is sponsoring a church to be built in India for $11,000, and she also has 11 grandchildren. So little do they know, their Christmas present this year is going to be a little ornament shaped like a church to resemble the church that they are building
this
year.
So amazing. And these gifts are reaching across the year, across the world, actually. Neil, what about you?
Yeah, I think just I loved hearing that. I guess we know there are, you know, people of all ages in situations and circumstance listen every day. But it's just kind of fun to hear, you know, guys and gals, young and old,
yes.
A little 7-year-old call. That was always those are always special calls. But, mm-hmm. you know, she and her mom and family had been out doing some really nice things. And it was fun to hear the wide variety, the scope, and several called and said, I've been a recipient of you know, blessing into my lives from others.
And just a game changer. And that one anonymous caller who was so blessed financially, the man that led him to the Lord is fallen on hard times. And since he's been so blessed financially, he's paying his mortgage for the year of 2015. And he was so just inspired and blessed by that, he fell on someone else who'd fallen on hard times, and he decided to do the same for him. So two people, he's paying their whole mortgage for the year of 2015. And he was almost crying, going, I'm so honored that I get to do this, and it all belongs to God anyway. Just so inspiring. We have the best listeners. And so we'll announce the two winners here right now, and then we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, and then we'll play a song going out. So Jennifer from Madison, she was actually our first caller, so inspired me, where she took a $15 cashier check out of her three pay periods, and she just sort of inserted herself into the life of somebody and ministered, not only gave the gift, but prayed and encouraged. That was amazing to me. And the one that just keeps me smiling is Terry from Hudson with her Mitten Ministry, and that is just amazing. And I think that's an inspiration that we could just, you know, go pick up mittens and have them with us. And when you see people at bus stops without mittens, hand them out. So we're just so grateful to serve you and serve alongside you. So we want to wish you a Merry Christmas. So get ready and listen.
Merry Christmas,
everybody. We love you. God bless you.
Woo!
You guys have been amazing. We're going to play some music.
What if I told you you have the power to give someone hope beyond their wildest dreams? What if I told you it's right there in your hands, in your hands? It's hard to imagine how something so small can make all the difference, tear down the tallest wall. What if December looked different this year? What if we all just give this Christmas away? If there's love in your heart, don't let it stay there. Give this Christmas away, and your life will be changed by the gift you receive when you give this Christmas away. It's feeding the hungry, serving the poor.
I'm sufficiently inspired. I cannot thank you enough for being who you are. Special congratulations to Jennifer from Madison and Terry from Hudson, for you are the great gift giveaway winners. God bless you. We'll meet you back here tomorrow. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and He's the one. He'll keep you strong to the end.